I think he's played well. We know he contains so much more. There's more for Berbatov to still be shown. And, we have the time and the patience as supporters, as fans of Manchester United, the coaches, everyone knows this guy, he will turn out to be a fantastic player for Manchester United. So we give him time to develop, and it's not easy. You come to a club like Manchester United, you walk through the door, you put on 25 kilos. The burden of playing for that club sucks you down. If you're not strong enough, a lot of players will crumble. But it takes time to sort of adjust to that. You go out in the stadium, every time you play at home, you have 76,000 people sitting there. It's an immense responsibility. And the people are, they're not rude. They're not, I mean, they're not going to appreciate anything you do on the pitch. They're still demanding high quality. But they will support you. They will understand you for a very, very long period of time. And I don't think any other club in the world would do that to their players. But with the Berbatov, it's just giving us a completely new dimension to our game. And now with Cristiano Ronaldo not there, he becomes more important because we need more ways of playing.
What do you think that people in media criticize him? Do you think that he is a slow player or something else?
It doesn't really matter. What I see is someone who, on top of being a very, very good individual player, is he's tailor-made for that football team. He is exactly what we needed to have at exactly the right time, if you get my drift. If he's slow, if he's quick, it doesn't really matter, because what he has to do is he has to create and be part of creating the play that goes through the middle. We have quick players on the wings. I mean, that's good enough for us. They can go through the middle as well. So we have a variety of way of playing, and that's what makes Manchester United great. That's what makes him very, very difficult to play against. And what he has done so far has been fantastic. And I just want to repeat this again. We got so much more from him. And he will. I think this season is where everything will fall into places for him.
Your son Kasper is goalkeeper. We have the same situation here in Bulgaria with Borislav Mikhailov, and his son who's national goalkeeper.
Yeah.
How is it possible to escape from the shadow of such a great father?
I think my son has done a very clever thing by moving to, he's now at Notts County. He's moved to a place who has all the money in the world. One of the best people in the world to take charge of the club, Sven-Göran Eriksson, to develop the club. And they're working towards a plan which has a time frame. So in order for him to sort of get a foothold and become a player of himself rather than someone's son, you know, he's giving himself a very good opportunity here to build it up slowly. And he's doing really well, and he's happy what he's doing. He has never, ever seen it as a problem that he was my son. He's always said, well, I'm myself, I'm a different to my father. I have a different skill set than my father had. And you can say that so many times, nobody will stop comparing. But what he's done now, he's actually moved a little bit away from the limelight. And he's giving himself time and space to develop. So I think clever move. It depends, you know, how good was the dad. Maybe the son's a lot better. I'm only hoping, you know.